All right, amen. Every week we'd like to bring you a prophecy update, showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that are found in your Bible. We talk a lot about the mark of the beast. You know that that was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ back in the first century. It's some sort of a mark on your hand or in your forehead by which you will conduct all commerce and business. You won't be able to buy or sell anything without this mark. The global identification system involving this mark will already be in place before the world leader we call the Antichrist comes to power. He'll hijack the system, as it were, and demand that you worship him. Otherwise, you'll not be able to use the system to buy or sell anything. Those of you who use electronic, you know, maybe a credit card or say, ever had the experience, even though it wasn't your fault, of you went to buy something and they rejected your card, and you know that it's a problem, and you probably pull out another card or some cash or something, but those who are alive during the Great Tribulation, you're just not going to be able to do anything. You won't be able to buy or sell anything, any groceries. You won't be able to get any goods or services. Ours is the generation that has seen the development of the kind of technology that's predicted by the Bible. It not only exists, but it's being utilized more and more, mostly on a volunteer basis. On December 22nd, FoxNews.com posted a story titled, "Invisible Bracelet for Emergency Health Alerts." Let me read you excerpts from that story. The nation's ambulance crews are pushing a virtual medical ID system to rapidly learn a patient's health history during a crisis, and which can immediately text message loved ones that the person is headed for the hospital. The web-based registry, invisiblebracelet.org, started in Oklahoma and got a boost this fall when the state government made the program an optional health benefit for its own employees. Now the iBracelet attempts to go nationwide as the American Ambulance Association next month begins training its medics, who in turn will urge people in their communities to sign up. For only $5 a year, basic health information and up to 10 emergency contacts are stored under a computer-assigned PIN number that's kept on a wallet card with your driver's license, a key fob, or a sticker on an insurance card. Authorized medics can access a website that reads the PIN and opens the health info they use to treat. Then, with a push of a button, the medic chooses an area hospital for transport. Simultaneously, up to 10 people listed to be notified by text or email get the message. Nearly 100,000 people have enrolled since the service opened in Oklahoma in April, says Noah Roberts of the Tulsa-based DosVia Health software company, and the University of Oklahoma is preparing to use it for campus registry. Even someone too healthy for those bracelets may have some condition that could help emergency workers make faster diagnosis, avoid a medication reaction, or track down next of kin faster. The ultimate goal is an electronic medical record for everyone, available no matter where they are, says Dr. Andrew Byrne, an ACEP board member and emergency physician in South Florida. Now, that I think that sounds great, don't you? I really do. To be able to properly identify somebody, yourself, if you're in an emergency, and let other people know. Those of you who are in emergency services, you know how difficult this is to make a positive identification and to know exactly what to do and who to notify. There's a lot of error that takes place. And so that sounds great. Right now they're talking about, they call it an ID bracelet, but nobody's going to wear a bracelet. It's probably going to be a little card in your wallet or a key fob or something like that. But obviously it'd be a lot easier to have the information implanted in you on a microchip. And as much as we say, nah, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to resist that, this is the inevitable direction that the world is moving towards. And probably only Christians are going to resist being implanted with microchips. And I don't know when this is going to happen. We talk about, and I'm not even sure this is the technology that the beast is going to use, but it's interesting to see us trending. If the rapture of the church happened today, everything would be in place for people to say, we're willing to take this microchip. I mean, think about the disaster that the rapture would be from an earth standpoint. It would be like any huge disaster multiplied to every city in the world, but especially here in the United States. Regardless what you think of the state of biblical Christianity, there are a lot of Christians in the United States. And all the highways would be filled with crashes, airplanes would crash, boat accidents, hospital problems. There wouldn't be enough emergency responders. It would be a devastation. It would be an absolute devastation. And in the aftermath of that kind of turmoil, can't you see a government stepping in and saying, hey, you know, one of the things we learned through this difficult time is that we really need to be interconnected. We need to know who everybody is. Wouldn't you want to take that? And you'd say, yeah, sure, sign me up, because that was the most awful time I can imagine and stuff. And so, however it's going to happen, this is what's going to happen at some point. We're heading towards the kind of personal ID predicted by the Apostle John 2,000 years ago, when such a thing was really inconceivable except to John the prophet. We see the signs that we're living in the last days, but we live knowing that at any moment the Lord could return to resurrect the saints and rapture living believers. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.